Hello, woman. He's here. Just go up.
Hi, Noah. Do you guys have escorts for the, you know, to, for because I saw them like it was a sign.
Do you have what, sorry?
Like escorts to like go out to the car with you?
In what sense?
Like to go out to the car.
To do fuel or to like bring.
Oh, like because I saw like a sign that said like ask for escorts and like you'll be able to accommodate with that. I'm just trying to figure out if you guys are doing that still.
Yeah.
Okay. Like how much is it? Is it like how much for this service?
Oh, it's no charge.
No charge? And like so how long do I does it like last for?
I can't really say. It depends, I guess.
Usually it's like it's an hour too much.
I honestly don't know.
If I could get one of those escorts for maybe like an hour or two, and it's free of charge.
I'll have to ask my supervisor.
Bill or Jim? Is it Jim?
No.
Is it GM or Gene?
No.
What's their name so I can know it? So I can say it.
My supervisor?
Yeah.
Jane.
Gene?
Jane.
Jane. That's close. That's pretty close, though, am I right? So she's like the
Yeah.
head one in charge.
Right now, she is the supervisor, but she is looking at the manager position.
All right, she's looking at the manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to give her a call.
Who's the manager? Jane?
The manager would be Jason.
Jason. Jason, Jane, and you're Joe?
No, I'm Caden.
Caden. My name's Jacoby.
Yeah.
My name's Jacoby.
Okay.
So I can get Jason and Jane
I'll have to
to
give
the
him a
car.
call.
Do I have to like buy them dinner or anything like that? For the escorts. For the escort service.
Just give me 2 seconds here.
2 seconds, Caden.
Yeah, just 2 seconds.
I'm Jacoby. And they're Jane and Jason.
Help you?
Is this Jane?
No.
Who is this?
Who are you?
My name's Jacoby.
And what can I help you with?
I was inquiring about the escort service you have down there at the store.
We don't have such a thing here.
They like go to the car and stuff.
Pardon?
They go to the car and stuff.
Maybe call during work hours.
Are you guys not open?
Well, we can't. I don't know. You'll have to talk to our manager. We don't have this kind of information that you're looking for. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I was told about an escort service. They go to the car with you after you're done shopping. You like buy the groceries, and they come to the car with
Oh,
you.
you like an Uber
No, it's the no,
or
no. They like.
Instacart or something.
They come with you after you leave the store. They're with you. They like when you know how you have a shopping cart?
Yeah.
They do that.
Sorry, dear, not here.
Not here?
We're a gas station. We're not a grocery store.
Well, it says grocery store. Whenever I typed in grocery stores and I hit the button, even though you're at the cooperative gas bar, you showed up.
Kate, the service you're asking for, we do not have.
Kate?
Okay.
Hi. Is Jane there or Jason? I was speaking with Caden.
They work during the day.
Okay.
So give them a call between 7 and 4.
7 and 4? Is that anti-meridium or post-meridium? So call it 7.
I'm not sure.
Call it 7 anti-meridium?
I'm sorry, I have another customer. I have to go.
Okay. I'm a customer. I'm the customer there. I'm on my cell
phone. Okay, well, I'm telling you, phone in the morning.
I'm calling you right now. I'm looking at you while you're on the phone.
I can't help you with what you want. I told you we don't have that.
I just need someone to come to the car with me. I'll pay whatever it costs.
What do you need?
I need someone to go to the car with me after I'm done shopping.
I'm sorry, but we don't have that service here.
$50. Think about it.
You have a good night, okay?
$200. Come on. Welcome to the show. We're live on rogueserver.com. If you're one of the three listeners, welcome. To the show. Live on rogueserver.com. I'm not sure we're going to go on for very long tonight, probably just an hour or two. Nothing too crazy. This is Jacoby. How are you doing today?
Not so bad. How are you?
I'm doing pretty terrible.
Oh, what happened?
I need like an escort to the car.
Escort to the car?
Yeah.
Please.
How do I get that?
I don't know.
They like go to the car with you and they help you with stuff?
I don't know what you're saying.
Like, do you... like to go to the car with me, like one of the employees?
No, we close at 7 and we are just leaving the store right now.
Okay.
So there's nobody. Yep.
I'm here.
Yep.
I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm here. I'm in the store.
You're in the store?
Yeah.
No, you're not in the store. We just closed up.
Hi. I'm waving at you. I see you. Hi. Do you see me? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the show. Hello. Is this the Motor
Hi.
Motel?
Yeah.
My name's Jacoby.
Hi.
How do we, like, which one should I go with here?
Pardon me?
Can you pick a number for me real quick?
A number?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
No, like, I need to pick a number from 1 to 8.
Okay.
It's gonna be helpful for me.
Okay. Let's pick number three.
All right, number three. All right, and on three, there's three options here. So, which one on three? One, two, or three on three?
Actually, I am a little busy right now.
No, this is important. No, you just have to pick this one number, and then I'm able to get into it.
Okay. If you want an order or something, my friend, do let me know because I'm real busy.
No, just pick one, two, or three. Pick one, two, or three, please, please, please.
Pick any three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah.
Whose palms do I have to grease down there to like get good service?
Pardon me?
Whose palms do I have to grease down there to like get what I need?
Sorry, your voice is cutting off, my friend.
Okay. Whose palms do I have to grease down there to get what I need? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, live on rogueserver.com/Luppy. I'm your host, Luppy. I'm going to type a message in a secret chat room. And you heard that live. We're not going to do a very long show tonight. Just do a couple calls to fulfill my contractual obligations to Rogue Server. .com. /Wubby. The audio shouldn't be dead. Hello? Hi, hello?
Oh.
Is this the Pelican Lake? Is this the campground?
Yep.
I don't, because he swooped down.
Pardon me?
He swooped down whenever I was eating down there, and he, like, took it from me.
A bird?
Yeah. Yeah, like a big mouth. Is there...
Did you order?
I got a food there.
So you need more food?
Yeah, how do I, like, prove that a bird took it from me, though?
When did you order from us?
A couple hours ago.
I'm not even sure how I would make that work.
I was at the freshwater lake down there.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure how I can make that work.
The bird came down from the sky, swooped it out of my hands, and now I'm covered in leeches. Do you have
can
any...
I get your name?
Oh, my name's Jacoby. You can't say my telephone number. Like it's an illegal sequence of numbers to say. Like, I can't even say it.
Like your phone number?
Yeah, it's illegal to say it over the phone like this. Like, I'd get in trouble.
Okay, I'm just not sure if there's anything I can really do if...
Do I just...
After it leaves our restaurant,
it's for the birds, then? After it leaves the restaurant, it's for the birds, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I can try and talk to my boss and see what's up, but...
Could I just bring the bird down? Maybe you can swoop someone else a sandwich? And that way we can see where it takes them. I got a bird right here. Can I just bring him down?
No.
Can I bring the bird down?
No, sorry.
please?
I'm assuming this is a prank call.
Well, what's the funny part? I'll bring the bird down. You can see where you can see that he does take sandwiches, and then we can, you know, you can reimburse me a sandwich. Boom done out.
Boom done out.
Yeah. Well, can you give me $50 at the very least?
No.
$100 then?
$1.
Okay. How do I get it?
Come here and I'll give you a dollar.
Okay, well, I'm in the United States right now. On the East Coast.
Well, so, you better make your way down here.
What's the fastest? Do I, like, drive a car?
Fly on the bird.
Fly on the bird?
Yeah, take the bird.
Okay.
Fly with it.
I could send the bird down and then you can attach the dollar to him.
Yeah, just take the bird. I'm sure it'll get here real quick.
Sweet. Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, I can mail you a dollar.
I don't have an address currently.
I will give it to a bird and maybe it'll make its way down to you.
Well, I live on a rooftop currently. But I don't have a mailbox.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
But can't go wrong with a rooftop.
And it's like there's a cage with all the pigeons in it and birds and stuff.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. I am Awapi, your rogue server, file, jockey. We're not going to go on very long tonight, just maybe an hour or two. I kind of have no ideas. I'm not entirely in the mood for it, and I ate too many foods.
So what did you eat?
I had hamburgers.
I was supposed to eat a hamburger, but I ended up eating a quesadilla.
The old hamburger quesadilla.
Uh-huh.
Not energetic.
Can I do a call?
Oh, yeah, sure. Is a food place or a grocery store.
Hello, Mark.
Hi there. I was wondering what your food prices are.
Pardon?
Do you guys have a Pokemon machine?
A Pokemon machine? No.
No? Can I get your name, possibly?
Pardon?
What is your name?
Why?
Well, I don't have to... I'm just asking, because, like, I have a couple of questions about the store.
Okay, what are your questions?
Well, I'm up here up on the roof, right? And I'm wondering what time you guys close.
9 o'clock.
You guys have overnight people?
We do not. We have people that come in during the night, but we're not open.
All right, because I'm on the roof right now, and I'm trying to save a good time.
You're on the roof of what?
Of the building. I'm sleeping right here.
On our
roof?
Yes,
I have shitty Wi-Fi, but I'm making a living up here.
We have bad Wi-Fi on the roof?
Yeah, I was just asking
what
if
Wi-Fi
I can come
are you
on
using?
Down. Whatever Wi-Fi they got. But anyways, you won't let me get to my business. I'm saying that what's a good time to come on down and take food?
Take food from our store?
Yeah, I can't wait, not take food. Borrow food. I'm going to leave like $200 on the counter.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Hey, my buddy right here, he has a question. Hey, whoops.
Ah!
Can you tell her about the business? Oh, yeah.
Hello?
She's up on the roof with me.
Hello? Hi. Hey. Hello?
Hello?
I'm his cohort. You know that. I don't want to tell. Did you tell her we're living in the sign?
Yeah, we're living in the sign, man.
Don't tell her that. That's elite. Hi, we're not living in your sign, right? We just want to, like, when do you guys close?
We close at 9.
Do you leave any of the doors unlocked there, or any, like, food laying out?
Freaking NPCs.
That's something I saw a while ago. Is some lady living in a sign of a grocery store.
And then they come to her. She's like, oh, I've been living here for not so long. I've been living here for a year. Well, they want you to leave, ma'am. I got my whole staff here.
It's all. They should let people live in signs like that.
Signs. You should ask what the square footage of the store is and see if they can divide it by 24.
Uh-oh. That's too many maths.
Hello, Ethan.
Hi. Can we get, like, an extension cord up to the sign here?
Off to where, sorry?
To the sign of your establishment there.
I'll have to look if we have a extension cord.
Okay.
I'll be right out if we find one.
All right, and this is normal?
What, sorry?
This is normal.
Hey, man, you got to... Oh, I was going to say, hey, man, ask about a microwave. these news ain't going to eat themselves.
Welcome to the show. Shoots and ladders. Live.
Hello, Sweat City.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Are you able to run an extension cord to the roof?
Pardon?
Are you able to run the extension cord to the roof?
I'm not sure.
I just need to get a little bit of power up in here. Like, I ran out of like propane for the old camp stove. I got this microwave. I figure I could probably run that and like heat up my meal.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Sorry.
Do you have any outlets outside?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
I could just go get my own extension cord and maybe run it through the store, like in up through the ceiling into the roof. Maybe. Do you think that would work?
Sure.
We just want to get some lights up in here. The computer's running and the microwave operating and the fridge.
Hey, see if she has one of those extension outlets.
Do you have one of those extension outlets there, perchance?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
We're just trying to get it situated up in here to make it comfortable.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure about that. Like, I have no idea. I don't have an answer for you.
What time do you guys close up there?
9 o'clock.
There. 9 o'clock?
Yep.
All right, we want to come down and get some water and maybe some, you know, like a TV dinner or something, or some potatoes.
Well, yeah, we're open till 9.
All right. What's the best way to, like, get down to the store from the roof?
Um, Like, what do you mean, sorry? I don't know what you're talking about.
Leave the roof to get into the store.
The roof, sorry?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have any buildings above us.
I know.
I'm not really sure what you mean.
Like, to come down from the roof into the store. Should we just use the doors, like regular people?
Yeah.
Okay. Our, like, we, because our ladder's not long, it's like a 6-foot ladder, and it's like an 8-foot roof, I think.
Like, are you in a building? I'm sorry, I'm not really understanding what you're talking about.
Like a roof? Welcome to the show.
Yo, the big Tiff is here. Yo, Tiff, what's up, Tiff?
What's up, buddy? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Rosin. Hi, Whoopi.
Hello.
I feel like we're in the mafia.
It is very serious music.
What is mafia intro?
You're gonna wake up with a horse head on your bed.
Don't
break the law. Ah! Mentioned.
Oh, that place is closed.
On this day of my daughter's wedding, I'll only cut off 3 of your fingers.
You gotta act like Tony Soprano. Or live. You have to act like the Sopranos. Like,
I'll
what
do
the
better.
Fuck happened over there?
You're not intimidated?
Oh no, I'm not intimidated.
I'm really scary. I got you. Got your ass. Woo!
Who's going?
I'll go.
You should take this one.
Thank you for calling Jason Brandon. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was wondering what the safety trim is.
Sorry?
Yeah, what's the safety trim? I've never really understood that.
Safety trim?
Yeah.
For what?
The safety trim. I see it on the list.
I'm not sure, like, it's for days in hotel you asking for?
Yeah, on the roof, there's safety trim, but, like, I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, I was up on the roof last week, and I saw it said safety trim, but, like, is that, like, about women, or... Is it, like, trim for, like, siding? I've always been wondering.
I'm not sure, like, how safety trim, not sure, like, we never had any questions regarding this before, like, at the hotel premises. I don't know.
Okay, so can I come down there and I will paint you like one of my French girls?
You are calling which hotel?
The hotel.
Sorry?
Your hotel. I'm staying there.
Which room?
I was wondering if I could, well, I mean, I don't need you to come to my room. I could come paint you at the desk.
Yeah, you can. I just want to ask the room number.
I mean, you haven't taken me out for dinner or met my parents or... I don't really feel like...
No, no.
That's pretty personal.
Okay, no, but I'm like... I just need your room number, that's all. I'm not coming in the room or anything.
Sure. Do you want to meet my bird?
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to be sorry. I mean, I forgive you for asking me about the room thing. Listen to him. He's such a good boy.
I need your room number. Can we please?
My bird's telling me not to.
Welcome to the show.
I'll never know what it means.
We're live.
It's a mystery.
Hey, show consumer, you should speak up.
Where's the music at? Where's the music? Welcome to the show.
The Whoopee Show, live on RogueServer.com/Whoopee.
I kind of got no ideas tonight, and I'm not quite in the mood, but it feels like I should do a show, regardless. Oh, Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
Timmy's, are you even open right now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, don't talk about caffeine.
It's all right.
Oh, Lord.
You got it, buddy.
Hi, Tim Hortons, Robin speaking.
Oh, did you say Tim Hortons or Motel 7?
I'm sorry?
What did you say? For clarification.
I'm sorry?
You said Motel 7 or Tim Hortons.
I'm sorry, you're not audible.
Hello?
You're not audible, sir.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes?
Can I come down there?
There.
Oh, I did something kind of mean. You see, this is what happens whenever you're not entirely in the right mood. You're doing mean things, but then I think I feel slightly obligated to do one tonight. It's the...
Do it.
I don't even have... No.
Make the machine go.
I don't even have... Welcome to the show. I guess I'll go again.
Yeah, you have to.
Hey, you're the host, buddy.
Hi, front desk.
Hello. Hi, are you the front desk?
Yes.
At the Colonel Inn?
Yes.
I ate too many hamburgers and I've been feeling kind of weird.
Sorry, I didn't get you?
I ate too many hamburgers and I've been feeling kind of weird. Do you have anything down there that will make me feel more like, you know, better?
Are you calling to make a reservation?
I'm asking for a hamburger remedy, because I'm in a room right now and I just feel a little weird.
What room?
Friends and family.
What room are you right now?
I'm with friends and family. Do you have anything that will make me feel like less neurotic?
No.
Why? First of all, why? And second of all, please.
I don't have anything. We don't sell food here. There's a vending.
Do you have any pills on you that I could have?
No.
Can I please have some of your pills?
No.
Can I have some of your alcohol?
We don't sell alcohol.
No, your personal alcohol.
I don't drink alcohol.
Who's the person I saw day drinking down there? They had a flask. Someone was sipping out of a flask down there, and if I could get a sip out of their flask, I think I might feel a little better.
I don't have whatever you're asking of.
You know what a flask is?
I don't have anything that you're asking of, so I'm not sure I can help you.
Do you have any cigarettes or cocaine or anything on you?
Okay, have a good day.
No, I can't. I feel weird.
Are you a guest in here?
Yes, I'm a guest of my friends and family.
What room?
I can't tell you the room. It's friends and family. They said they'd kick me out if I said the room.
Okay, I have to call 911 now.
You have to... Why? Do you really need a room number? What's the emergency?
Because you said you feel weird.
I feel okay. I'm not like dangerous weird. It's just I feel a little funny. You know how like sometimes you feel funny? I'm not in danger. I'm not gonna die or anything. No, okay. Everything's fine. Everything's normal.
One, you said you're a guest in here, and you can give me your room number.
Eight.
So that means you're in danger.
The room number's 8. And second of all, I'm under friends and family, so I'm not even on the computer there.
Yeah, and you said the room number is what?
8.
We don't have any room.
You go into the hallway, you go down 8, and you turn right.
I don't need to come to the hallway.
Okay. Can I come to the front desk then? Can I come to the front desk? And then...
Yes.
Do you have a little paddle ball or anything?
No.
Because I'm also really bored. I'm bored right now. I have like nothing to do. So.
Yeah, we have. You can just grab yourself some chocolate from the vending machine.
Oh, you have chocolate down there.
I don't have chocolate on my front. You can buy from the vending machine.
Okay. Do you have any tokens?
No.
Can I ask for tokens for the vending machine from people?
No.
No? Can you paint my nails at least?
Sorry?
Do you have any nail polish remover? I need to take the nail polish off my fingers and maybe you could like... Because I'm not very good at it. Like, it's chipping off and it looks kind of bad. So, if you could, like, paint my fingernails...
Okay, right now, I have someone in front of me. Yep. I need to attend to.
Can you ask them if they can paint my fingernails?
No.
Hey, can you paint my fingernails, person? Can they hear me? Hey, can you paint my fingernails? Person at the front desk, can you paint my fingernails? Can they hear me? I guess I could, like, take a key or something, like, scrape the polish off. Can I check your eyes? Make sure you're okay. Because we've been receiving reports that you've been acting erratic tonight. Welcome to the show.
Good job. Good job de-escalating. She forgot all about that.
It's okay to feel weird. It's all right to feel weird and neurotic. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey, and I think I'm clipping a little bit whenever I get a little excited close to the mic. But if I'm here, do I sound good here? Do I sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to keep in mind to stay here and maybe turn myself up here so I can hear myself better.
This is a very not regular
production. Oh, it annoys me. It annoys me whenever it happens. Maybe I need a stick to tape to the microphone. I already have a sock over it. I need one of those foam things. Oh, and you're listening live on RogueServer.com, believe it or not. I'm Whoppy, I'm your RogueServer file jockey. Who wants to speak to McDonald's?
Rosin, are you alive?
Yes, I am. I want to go get water.
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Dick Donald's.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Yeah, hello?
I'm McDonald's. How you doing today?
Yeah, we're good. How about you?
Yeah, I had an issue with my order.
What the hell is that guy's problem? We're calling back.
Nope.
I think he smushed the button.
What the fuck's your problem? Let me speak to you, man.
It's all the beepers. It's all the timers. So loud there.
Yeah, hi, good evening. This is McDonald's.
Hey, I had an issue with my food. You hung up the phone. What was the issue?
He hung up again. What a fucking dick.
Can you hear me?
He can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I have some words to say.
Fucking Dick Donald's.
I'll talk to him.
Ask him why there's a toenail in my food.
Hello, sir? Sir, what? Okay, I guess he doesn't want to talk to us.
Which McDonald's is this? Give me the address.
I don't know, it's some fucking goddamn son of a bitch McDonald's.
Is it out in the boonies?
It's in Kanata. It's in Manitoba.
Fucking Canadian people. I thought they were polite.
Bunch of dicks. Well, we're assholes too. So.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy, your Rogue Server file jockey, certified scumbag, and we're live. On RogueServer.com/Whoppy. We're not going to go too long tonight, maybe like an hour or so. All right, Ross, you get to try again. Original Joe's.
Right.
Oh,
Dr. Matisse speaking.
Hey, buddy, how you doing today? What's your most popular item over there? What? These fucking dick bags.
What the fuck's wrong with Canada?
What the fuck?
Right. What's your caller ID?
Oh, it's a normal phone number. There's nothing funny if it's just a normal phone number.
That's what it shows up as, a normal phone number.
It's just normal.
Let's try again. Make sure they give us.
It shouldn't be anything funny. I don't have a fancy phone system. It's really...
Hello, thank you for calling Travelodge Brandon, located at 210 18th Street North. If you know the room number of the guest you are trying to reach, please dial it now. To reach front desk, press 0. To reach Chicken Chef, press 1. Thank you for calling Travelodge Brandon.
Do you want to talk to a room?
Yeah, let's do room roulette.
You are being transferred to a guest. You are being transferred to the operator.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Brandon Travelodge, how may I help you?
Hi there, I'm in the room right now and I'm wondering what, did you say you had a microwave?
Yep, there is a microwave in your room.
And do you know how long do I usually put a cup of noodles on for, like, in the container?
Do you know a good time? With water?
Yeah, with water, obviously. I don't want to do some horrible thing.
Oh, no. Some people think... I just had to double check. I would say probably, like, try for 2 minutes, stir, and then put for another 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. And also, okay. I made a mess. Can I have towels?
What room are you in?
210.
210? Okay, I'll get my maintenance guy to bring you some towels.
Yeah, it's pretty big, but it should be clean. It's pretty clean. It's just a big puddle.
I don't have anyone in 210.
That's weird, because I'm in there right now.
Are you sure? What's your name?
I'm not... Harold Johnson? I'm just standing here with the people in the room. Yeah, you know, I have the right number. I have the right number. Yeah, this is the right number.
I don't have a Harold Johnson in here.
Yeah, I'm... they're listening in, and I'm in the witness protection program. I'm trying to keep it low key. I'm not from here.
Okay. How about you come to the front, because I don't see you in here.
How about I meet you in the parking lot? Can I meet you in the parking lot?
I'd have to advise against that.
No, you can come to the front desk.
Keep it in a public setting, maybe indoors. We don't know if there's any... Because you're, you know...
Mm-hmm.
We're listening.
I'm coming right now. I'm coming.
Jesus, sorry.
I was gonna waste your time by going to a parking lot.
Yeah, meet a man in a parking lot at night. That'll happen. She'll totally bring you the towels.
Bring the keys with you.
Oh, I want to do that.
Thank you for calling the Lakeview Inn and Suites in Brennan. Please listen carefully as the options have changed.
The options
for central reservation, please press 1. For the general manager, please press 2. For reservations in Brennan and all other inquiries, please press 3 and we will be with you shortly. To repeat this,
you are being transferred to
front desk.
Front desk.
He also said shortly.
Shortly.
Ring, I'll ring.
Come on, pick up.
Jackasses won't pick up.
All right, they're not gonna do anything. Oh wait, why did I hit the call button again? Oh wait, I called these people. A while ago.
Who are you talking about, these people?
Oh, Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
Must have... Yeah, this place does look familiar. They are in the 200s, and we're almost to 2,000 phone numbers here.
Thank you for calling the Keystone Motor Inn. Press 0 at any time to speak with the hotel front desk. If you know the extension of the party you're trying to reach, you may dial it at any time or listen to the following options. To speak with the general manager, press...
Destination is not available, not registered, or there are no routes available.
Oops.
Good evening, front desk.
Hi, can I meet a man in the parking lot late at night down there?
Sorry?
Just meet a man in the parking lot late at night down there.
I'm sorry, what are you asking?
To meet a man late at night in the parking lot down there at your property. You're the Keystone Motor Inn, aren't you?
Yes.
We're just wondering if we can do that down there.
Meet for what?
Just meet him. So we can get it. We can conduct our business between the two parties.
I guess I can't really stop you from doing that.
Do you have a vantage point down there where someone can look over at us, make sure everything goes down smooth?
I'm sorry, I've never had anyone ask me this question before.
We have a photographer. He's got a camera with a big lens on it. He's just gonna make sure nothing funny happens.
Okay, I mean, we have someone at the front desk.
Yeah, well, let's talk.
Are you the guy on the website? He's the guy from the website.
He'll be able to like take the picture and everything.
Okay.
So where is the photographer allowed to go? Do we have to rent him a room?
You can if you want.
But do we have to?
I don't know.
He's got like a ladder and stuff. He can just get on the roof.
No, preferably not. No, he can stay on the ground.
Cars can block the view and make, you know, it's just messy if you're, you know, not doing it from an elevated position.
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I cannot offer the roof to you.
I'm seeing here that there's a sign. So I guess we're going to have to use the sign.
No, you can't climb the sign.
Oh, he's good at it.
Good for him.
I've seen this guy climb like 10 signs before.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah, you don't even notice him. And that's
okay,
good.
Okay,
well,
he cannot climb our sign, unfortunately.
Well, if you don't even notice him, you won't even know he's like on the sign. So.
Well, we would have to call the police, though, and there's cameras, so.
Well, you know, he doesn't care. Are you going to be watching cameras for a guy climbing a sign all day?
Yes. Okay. I will be watching for a man climbing the sign.
Why?
Because that's my job.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want you getting distracted down there.
I will be sure not to get distracted.
Just, you know, watch over the parking lot, too. Do you have cameras out there?
Yeah, nope, that is my job. I watch over the parking lot.
And then you're going to watch over the sign, too?
Yep.
And who's going to be watching, like, the inside of the building while you're watching all that?
The cameras and probably
the cameras?
Other staff members.
What if some, you know, like, a situation emerges?
Mm-hmm. Then we'd call the police.
But how would you even know if you're all distracted watching, what, the parking lot and the signs and stuff?
I don't know, bro.
It just seems kind of dangerous. Like, it's just one person down there having to do it all.
Yeah, maybe you should not conduct business in our parking lot if you're concerned about danger then.
Well, it wouldn't be dangerous. We have a photographer with us. He can just climb the sign.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you have a good night, buddy.
I can't.
Okay, thanks for calling.
No,
bye-bye.
I can't. I can't have a good night.
Wow. What a roller coaster. She went from very unsure to very angry.
I think I might know a good word to use the next time I do a call.
What's that?
Yeah, why are you mogging me right now?
Mogging?
I'm looking through the window. Yeah, mogging. Like Tiff? Tiff is right now mogging us.
I am?
You're mogging us.
Oh, that's an 800 number.
I don't know what that means. I'm scared.
It's not. Oh. I mean, you think you're better than everybody.
Oh.
Does anyone want to talk to Wendy's?
Yeah. I'll talk to Wendy. Oh.
No.
No.
I'll hang up right away anyway.
Free speech, motherfucker.
Where is your camp?
Hey there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I was wondering, is it possible when I come down in a few, I'm on my way to a date and I have a really shaky hand, like I'm going to get a meal, but can you paint my nails for me? It'll take like just a minute.
Get a life.
What?
Oh, what a dick.
That's what I wanted.
What an asshole.
He's having fun now, though. You guys, the lady on the phone just asked me to paint her nails, and I was like, no.
Damn.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight. Whoopee, it's 9:26 and 17 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's February 19th, 2026. And you're listening live on rogueserver.com.
Hepatitis C, hepatitis.
Jesus.
Hello, Empire, how may I help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, we wanna come down there late at night to conduct business in your parking lot. I wanna meet a man down there.
Oh, sorry?
Can we meet men in your parking lot late at night?
Like it's located on the other side of the road, if you can see.
Yeah, we just want to come down to the parking lot and meet men down there.
So?
We can?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any restrictions on any sort of business transactions?
Like, for?
Well, we are looking to maybe trade a little bit of our commodities or maybe cruise.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, we're looking to cruise in the parking lot down there. Are we allowed to do that?
A parking lot to cruise?
Yeah, to cruise in the parking lot.
Yeah.
We can do that?
No, that is only for the employees only.
It's for employees there, only?
Yeah. This, can we cruise? For a few minutes, they are parking there.
So, can we cruise your employees?
Sorry?
Can we cruise down there with the employees, maybe?
No, because there is a, like, taxi there going there.
Taxis?
Yeah, so that's why they, like sometimes they going too close, and that's why. So, we that car also gone for in parking lot.
In parking lot.
Yeah, just they are coming for delivery, the food delivery. We are taking the tiffin and all, so that's why we just park for a few minutes. You can come and park few minutes is okay, but
okay.
Like a late night, you can park the
and we
in
have to,
parking
we have to
lot
wear
just
clothes,
safe
is
there.
What you're saying? We have to be clothed. We have to be clothed down there, is what you're saying.
Sorry.
We have to be wearing clothes, is what you're saying?
I'm not getting you, sorry.
We have to be, we cannot be naked. We have to wear stuff.
Like?
A shirt, shoes, pants. Do we have to wear shirts?
Yeah, if you want to come.
If I want to.
Yeah.
I can wear shirts if I want to, but I don't have to. Is that what you're saying?
You need the parking or not?
Yes.
Park at the Empire Inn parking lot.
Okay, and we were going to cruise for men down there.
Sorry?
We were going to cruise for men down there. So So.
So.
Hey, buddy, are you on
hey
the phone
buddy,
still?
Are you on the phone still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to cruise.
We're going to cruise.
Live. Live, 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 live. Oh, God, where's the music? Where's the music? It's so silent in here without the music. You are listening to rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your rogue server file jockey for tonight, Whoopi. I think we're going to go on for maybe another hour or so. Oh, and if you're listening, you are listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Or maybe you're listening to the edited podcast on juniorat.com, but don't hope on it because it's probably not going to happen. .com. I don't own that. Nobody knows that. Nobody knows who owns that. We don't know what's happening at all. Welcome, 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 welcome. Oh, you're going, Rosin. It's Super 8.
What's up, Super 8? What's a gigahertz per seconds in this bitch?
They pick up.
Thank you for calling Brandon Super 8. We are currently assisting another guest. Your call is important to us.
No, you're not. You're just not answering the fucking phone.
They're just sitting there. There's like, you know.
They're jerking off.
I don't want to say it over the air, but I think what Rosin said is probably accurate to the situation that is occurring down there at the Super 8. They're making Jesus cry, is what's happening. And it's, you know.
That's why, yeah.
It's not good. It's just, it is pretty messed up.
Thank you for calling Comfort and Brandon. How can I help you?
Hi, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great. What's your policy on cruising in the parking lot?
Sorry, what's that?
Are we allowed to cruise in the parking lot?
Cruise in the parking lot?
Yeah, can we do that?
I didn't get it. Like, what do you mean by cruise?
Like, where I meet men from the internet, and we do stuff in the car. You know that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll just get a room. To be honest, can I just get a room?
Yeah, sure.
You know, Bantrude or Malachute.
What's that?
You know Madachor or Bantrude?
You're going to jail.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't.
I was getting no.
I'm sorry on my behalf too. I couldn't help it. I get. Oh, if you're listening.
I'm just asking in proper Indian words.
I can't do that, dude. That's illegal. Why does this one look funny on the thing? I had an idea and then I promptly forgot it. Oh, shoot, where the hell's my...
Oh. reminds me of that one song where it's like, bouncing, don't shoot you.
They're not going to pick up those fuckers. Bouncing?
Jackasses won't open the door. Open up the phone.
Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. Your host, Whoopi, your file jockey for tonight. Recently developed a mean streak and a bad attitude.
We're coming straight out of Compton.
Don't make me act a fool. Live on RogueServer.com.
West Side?
East Side, B Side, West Side, Best Side. Or something. 7:36 and 15 seconds post mortem Eastern Standard Time. It is February 19th, 2026.
Good evening. You've reached the Service Hotel. This is Echo speaking.
Echo?
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting name. I don't... If I were a little more hackneyed, I'd play off of that.
Yeah, my mom was super close to being a hippie.
Oh. Oh, that's... I knew of a man named Bread Hair.
Oh, that, yeah.
That's what he said about it.
Well, how can I help you this evening?
Like, normally. We just want to, like, check out the property and stuff, like, take pictures of it.
This evening?
You know, sometime in the future here. I've got a photographer. He's got a camera with a big scope on it.
I'm sorry, who's calling?
My name's Jacoby Feathers.
Okay.
I'm associated with Time and Temperature. I don't work for them, but I'm known to be an associate or an underling of Time and Temperature.
Okay.
We just want to get some photographs and, you know, make sure everything's up to the standard up down there.
Okay. So a better time to come is during the daytime between 7 and 3 when the managers are here.
Okay. And then we can arrange the photography to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I leave a message for them, or would you like to call back tomorrow between 7 and 3?
I could try to call back tomorrow between 7 and 3. I'm not sure if that's going to, like, work out, though, for me.
Okay, well, if you just try and give them a shout, then yeah. Every day between 7 and 3, we have a manager here.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to write that down in the computer file.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you. And your name is Echo. Right. I'll write down Echo, too.
All right.
Thank you. You know.
Okay. Have a good night.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That's a good name. I like Echo. You know, I was told the name was Echo, and it diffused me.
Hello, Service Motor Inn.
Hi, do you have any names that could, like, diffuse any tense situations down there?
What's that?
Do you have any names that can diffuse any tense situations that might occur down there?
No.
The one lady said her name was Echo, and that immediately threw me off guard, and I completely lost my train of thought.
Were you phoning the hotel?
I was phoning the one down the road from y'all.
Yeah.
And the lady said her name was Echo, and that completely threw me off the tracks and completely diffused any situation that might have occurred.
No, we're good here.
You don't have any odd names or any abnormal names?
No.
How are we going to diffuse any, like, tense situations that might occur then?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Well, because she said, I thought I was going to have an issue or something, or maybe, like, invent an issue to be angry about. But then she said her name was Echo, and then that completely threw me off course.
Okay.
So I was wondering, do you have anyone?
I think there's an Echo that works at the hotel.
Yeah. But she said, yeah, her that's the one I was talking to. She said her name was Echo, and I, you know, completely lost. You know, just something that can diffuse a situation like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm confused by what you're asking me.
Do you have anyone with an odd name down there, like Echo, or maybe, like, you know?
No, I don't.
Do you have a normal name?
My name is Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
That's not going to diffuse. That's going to, like, aggravate the situation, I think. If I say I know Tony, they're going to get angry.
What? You're going to tell who that you know Tony?
If anything bad happens down there, I just want to be able to say I know somebody and they would be able to help me out. But if I say I know Tony, they're gonna get angry at me. For sure.
Why would there be an issue?
I don't know. Like people are, you know, like if you say you know Tony, that like implies stuff.
Okay, you know, I'm sorry. I've got a lineup at the bar here.
I got a lineup too.
I can't help you.
They're gonna get, you know, angry at me. They're gonna, you know, like, you know, throw stuff.
I'm sorry. Like, I can't help you. I have to
go. I'm a jazz musician, dude. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Wappy. Jacoby Feathers is my phone pseudonym, or I could be, you know, any manner of name. We're going to go on for maybe a little bit more here. Maybe another 30 minutes. You can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com and you can have a turn talking to people on the telephone. Join the Mumble. It's easy. Oh, that's up too loud. Did I call everyone in this town? Oh, okay. Oh, and if you're listening, welcome to the show. To hear all the sounds, you get to hear me not mute my microphone whenever I'm doing things that require microphone muting. You get to hear all the coughs, sneezes, chair squeaks, mouse clicks, opening of cans, sore throat.
Hello, good evening, Comfort Inverden. How can I help you?
Hi, do you guys have a mute button down there that I can use?
What's that?
Do you have a mute button I can use down there?
A new what?
Button.
Button?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a button?
A button?
Yeah.
What is that? Like a button?
Yeah, like a shirt button.
Where are you calling from?
The room?
No, we don't have...
I am.
What room number is this?
210.
210?
Yeah.
I will check, and then I'll call you back.
What,
okay?
Do you have a shirt with buttons on it?
A shirt with buttons?
Yeah, are you wearing a shirt
with
check.
Buttons? I will check, okay?
If you have the if you have the buttons, like, they're like on the inside, I could just use some of those to button up my shirt with.
Yeah, but as I said, I will check if we have that. Okay.
Well, I'll just come down to the front desk. This phone number it doesn't get calls back. I could just take some buttons from your shirt then.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye. I love you. welcome.
Thank you. Things happened.
How can I assist you?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Tiffany will speak to you.
We're spelunking down under the building. Which way are we supposed to go?
I'm sorry, where are you from?
Oh, I am from France, but we're spelunking down under. There's a lot of bats and crystals, some interesting sediments. We're spelunking.
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the area. And yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can...
No, I think we're directly below you guys.
Sorry?
Have you spelunked down here before?
No, we don't. I don't.
Oh. Can I come in there and paint your nails? I don't know why I'm so hung up on that tonight.
You know? Sorry. No.
Oh.
I don't think it's the right place, though. Yeah.
Sure. If you, I can't paint your nails, would you paint mine?
I'm sorry, nails?
Yeah, I just was like, can we trade, like, painting each other's nails?
No, I'm sorry. My manager is not around this time, and I can't, yeah. I can't,
if your manager isn't around, it's, like, a perfect time to do it, because, like, you won't get in trouble.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Okay, well, I guess I'm just going to go root around in the cave some more, below the building. And if I find anything cool, I'll bring it up and show you. Like, I found this. I found this. Hold on, I found this down here. Listen to this. This is below the building. It's a piano. This is about 200 feet below the building right now.
I'm sorry. I think you may call the 991 instead. I don't think this is the right for you to call. I'm sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What an interesting lady. Oh, Tiff can't hear. Welcome to...
I have loose headphones somewhere. I keep getting connected.
What the... You made a phone effect style noise. Speem. Hello.
I can do sound effects for you guys. I found a new sound effect device.
Oh, what'd you find?
Is it really loud?
Oh, I think that's about normal sound. Do you want to call a hotel that might be open or might not be open?
I will supply sound effects for somebody.
Okay. I guess I'll go. Screens. I gotta like flick the mouse everywhere on this fucking over these monitors.
Good evening, Jason.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, we got a mattress here.
Pardon?
We have one of your mattresses here.
What? One of my mattresses.
Yeah.
Who is this? Sorry.
My name's Jacoby. I'm a mattress man. We're just testing it out and making sure it's bouncy still. Are there any limits to how many times we can bounce on the mattress before it's defective for you guys? Oh, I wonder if this would work. Listen, you know, I'm a mattress man. It's got alliterative appeal.
Burger boy and mattress man.
Hot tip, you got some horrendous.
I know, I'm done.
Oh, did I? Oh, I think I did try to call these people. Let's get out of here and let's go somewhere else. I don't know what that's a mattress sound for sure. It's a good mattress sound.
It's one of those overhead projectors in the classroom. It's one of the lenses from that.
Hi, we're mattress men. We're stress testing the mattresses here. Do you have any like extra ones so we can test out here?
No.
This mattress is broken. We gave it the old stress test. Can we just check them out in the other room?
That one broke.
I think I need to have you perhaps a little bit quieter.
Okay.
Well, it's something I can handle on my end. I can adjust your volume to the thing. There's something to mattress men. I'm not sure if I can get it to work, but there's something to it. I'm not sure the angle to approach it with.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Crossing with me. This is Karen. How can I help you?
Hi, Janet. This is Jacoby. I'm a mattress man.
I'm sorry?
I'm a mattress man. Wait, we're stress testing your mattresses, and they're not doing so well.
Push it up.
I'm sorry. What was that? I barely understood your...
Oh, my name's Jacoby. I'm a mattress man. We're in charge of testing out the mattress and stuff. The mattresses in 108, 109, and 110, they're not up to snuff. They've broken during the stress test, and we're in 111 now, and we're testing the mattress here, and it's not doing so well either.
You are in room 111?
Yeah, we're testing out the mattresses here in the room. Just to make sure they're certified and good to go and verified and everything.
I am not aware of what your message is.
Oh, we're mattress men? We test out.
It's our manager that decides.
It's the manager that decides. Well, we're testing out your mattresses. We're going to go to the... we've already cleared most of the first floor. We're going to go onto the second floor here soon and test out the mattresses there.
I'm sorry. I am not aware of that.
Oh, I'm just letting you know what's going to happen, just in case anyone complains about people entering their room or anything. We're just testing out the mattresses. It's normal.
It's not normal with us, because I don't know.
No, it's normal because I'm a mattress man.
Push it down?
I don't know. I'm not aware of that story.
You're not aware of the story?
No.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Bye. Can we test out your coffee pot?
I'm sorry.
We're gonna test out the coffee pot.
Okay, it's fine. You go ahead. Check it.
Do you have replacement coffee pots?
No.
We have strenuous testing.
I don't understand what you're saying, sir. I'm so sorry. Maybe you're not calling the right person.
Oh, I'm calling you guys down there at the hotel.
It should be the manager who's answering you right now.
The manager said to talk to you, and you'd know what's happening.
Oh, she wouldn't say that.
Yeah, she did say that.
Okay, it's fine. Then I can't answer you anything right now.
You can't answer anything?
No.
Your mattresses are verified.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, and can we what else can we verify down there?
I don't know, sir.
Can we verify, like, the computer?
No, I will. You can't.
We have to test out the keyboard on
that
computer.
There's nothing for you to verify.
We have to verify it. Okay, maybe verification. Oh, I already called them. Interesting. Call them? No. Welcome to the show you're listening live on rogueserver.com/wappy. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight, Wappy. We're not going to go on too much longer here, maybe about another half hour or so. I said that like 10 minutes ago, but I had 10 minutes of intro music, so. Hello, I'm verifying the property down there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And you want to have a reservation here?
Oh no, we're just checking, making sure everything's certified and verified. We're testing out the mattresses and like. Hold on.
Hey, get that mattress going.
We're verifying the mattresses in several of the rooms down there.
Pushing down.
All right, he's pushing down on the mattress. Do you hear that noise?
Oh, sorry.
Do you hear the noise of the mattress?
Mattress?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, do you hear that noise?
Hey, do you want it faster or slower?
Do it a little bit. Keep it at the same speed.
Okay.
The mattress is, we verified the mattress is squeaky.
Are you in here, sir?
No, we're in 109 right now. We already went through.
Oh, you're at 109?
Yeah, we already went through the previous rooms.
Squeak test failed.
All right, write that down in the report.
Hey.
All the other rooms failed the squeak test on the mattresses. I think the mattresses need oiled.
109. You're here in the 109, sir?
We're currently.
Okay. Lubricate those springs.
We're having the mattress man. He's one of the mattress men. He's gonna lubricate the springs inside of the mattress.
I'm inside the mattress.
I think
now. Our
mattress is intact, and it was just changed last.
Oh, you have to lubricate the springs.
Yeah, I'm testing.
Mm. Yeah.
So are you at 109, sir? Room 109.
We're gonna move up to 110 here shortly.
It's still not working.
Oh no, but you are at one. But you're at 109?
We're going to be out of 109 pretty soon. We're going to be in 110, then 111, then 112, then so on and so forth, and that sort of escalating amount of numbers.
All right, 109 mattress failed.
Oh,
all right.
All right, the mattress in 109 is verified as failed. We're going to have to check in the mattress on 110.
Oh, we have a guest in there, sir.
Oh, do you have a key that we can come get?
Oh, but we have a guest in there, so I don't think we can come in.
We can just explain to the guest the situation.
Get off the bed. Can you get off the bed there?
Yeah,
I'm not sure, sir, if the guest will allow you to come in.
Can we
no,
just
it's okay. Because you we are get off the bed.
Can we check with the guest in 110?
Oh, I'll just check with them.
Okay.
Are you at 109, sir?
Yeah. We're going to be out of 109 here pretty soon.
Oh, okay, because we don't have a guest there.
Yeah, we verified the mattress in 109 as, you know, it needs, like, either replaced or oiled, whatever one would,
no,
you know.
I don't have any maintenance right. Sorry, sir, I don't have maintenance right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just go to 109.
Yeah, the mattress in 109's failed the test.
Yeah, I will just go in there. I'll just check also.
We need a spring oil number 3.
Sorry, sir, I don't know that one.
It's
because we don't have maintenance right now.
It's standard spring oil for the mattress springs.
I'll just go there at 109 if because we don't have guests in there.
Yeah.
Staying at 109.
We're going to be out of 109 here. Okay, we're out of 109 right now.
I'll go there, sir, for a while.
Okay. And you can verify the mattress?
No, I cannot, sir. I'm just...
Because we verified the mattress.
How much does she weigh? Does she weigh a lot?
And do you have an approximate weight?
I just go there for a while.
Do you have an approximate weight we can put down in the report?
I'll go there, sir, at the room if you... Just for a while, I'll go there.
All right, are you able to test the mattress out for us?
No, I cannot test that one, sir. It's for maintenance.
No, we just need you to jump on the mattress up and down a couple times.
Just like this.
Oh, sorry. I just go there, sir, for a while. I just go there for a while.
Oh,
okay,
just,
bye.
If you could verify the mattress for us over the telephone, that'd be great.
I just go there, sir, for a while.
All right. Are you able to verify the mattress over the telephone tonight?
No, sir. I cannot check on that one today.
Okay.
I just go there if you're there. Because we don't have guests.
Well, we already left. We left out the window. That's how we've been getting in, is through the window. The window is open.
Sorry, okay. I just put down this one.
Okay.
I just put the phone for a while.
All right, ma'am. Oh, you don't have to do all that. Thank you, though. We appreciate it, ma'am.
Oh.
On behalf of the Association of Mattress Men, we appreciate your service tonight.
Appreciate your service tonight.
And we'd like you to have a very good day and night. And like a good sleep.
Sleep, not on this mattress.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm here at the front. I'm just going to the room if you're there at 109, because I think we don't have a guest in there.
Okay.
So why are you in there?
We're verifying the mattresses.
Why.
Verified has failed.
Yeah. They didn't pass verification.
I just go in there, sir. I'll put the phone down and I'll just go there.
Are you able to put the phone down in the room?
Sir, I will just go to the room at 109 that you're saying. So
yeah.
I will just put this down. I will put the phone down now.
Can we remove the mattress?
No, I'll go there first for a while.
The pillow failed verification too. Are you able to fluff up the pillow?
Sorry, I'll just go there for a while. Can I put this down?
Oh, sure. You can put it down anytime you'd like, ma'am. We're not even in the room anymore, though. We've made note that the pillow failed verification, the mattress failed verification.
Oh, can I get your name?
My name's Jacoby Feathers. Our telephone number... Hold on. This is my personal cellular mobile telephone style, you know, sort of event. You can't call this one back. It's illegal for me to say the number, too. Hold on. I'm going to have to get the telephone here. Because we have a business line.
I think we don't have, I don't know why you're in there at 109, because we don't have guests there.
We're just verifying the mattress.
I don't know what are you trying to say now, sir?
Or verifying.
Sorry, but...
You know, the mattress.
No, but you're at 109?
We were in 109, we verified the mattress and pillow. It failed verification.
Can I go in there? I'm going there now.
Okay.
This,
do you need a telephone number you can call back?
I just go there for a while.
Do you have a telephone? Do you need our telephone number?
Need your phone number?
Yeah. Do you have a piece of pen with you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. 844? 387? 6962, and that's the phone number for Dial-A-Song. Thank you. What an odd woman. Welcome to the show. It's the Wicked Whoopee Show every February 19th, 2026 at 10.06 and 1 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm Whoopee, your Rogue Server file jockey. Live on rogueserver.com/Whoopee. Hi, we need to verify the mattresses in room 109.
So how many are in your party?
It's just me and my, it's me, I'm Jacoby and Speem.
I test the mattresses, ma'am.
Yeah, Speem, he tests the mattresses.
Oh, okay, so how many people?
It's two people.
Okay, so do you want a two-bed or one-bed?
We're looking at, like, maybe... Are you able to verify the beds over the phone?
Sorry?
Are you able to verify the beds over the telephone? Maybe in, like, room 8?
Oh, okay, so how many nights you stay here?
Oh, we're not staying there, ma'am. We're verifying the beds.
Oh,
making sure they work.
So it's okay. Yeah, beds fine. Baby is fine.
There's five beds.
So she says it's okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna start verifying the beds now.
Yeah. All right, ma'am. We're starting bed verification.
Okay, so how many nights you stay here?
Oh, we're not staying there, man. We're just verifying the beds here.
Sorry, what was that?
We're verifying the beds here in room 8.
Are you asking where do you find the beds?
No, we're verifying the beds. We're grading them. Oh, that, I feel bad for that woman. She didn't understand what the hell we were talking about. She had no clue what was happening. Neither did I. Oh my god. Oh, and welcome to the show. This is the Wicked Whoopee every February 19th, 2026. It's Thursday. It's 10:09 in 14 seconds post-meridian. There's something to... Needs one more try. Shoot, there's my telephone numbers.
This is Contrast Final, can I do please?
Hi, I'm a knight.
Hello?
Hi, I'm a knight.
Yep.
This is the
something?
This is the squire inn?
Yep.
How many squires are we allowed to have down there?
Sorry?
How many squires are we allowed to have down there per room?
What is you asking for price?
Squire?
Yeah, it's a country square in.
Yes. My name's Jacoby. I'm what? Sir Jacoby.
What is an square? So how many room you asking for how many room?
We'd like 20 nights for one room.
2991. Okay, so we only have a weekly rate. Their price is per day 75 plus tax.
75 plus tax, and that's good for 20 nights?
Yeah, weekly rate. It's flexible, but I can afford to 75, but yeah, right now it's 75. So 1 week is priced, total tax included $582 per week.
And that's it. But we would like to stay, like, we have 20 nights. We'd like to stay 1 day down there.
It's yeah, whatever. It's a 1 day price of 75.
Okay, and that's good for 20 nights in one room?
Yeah.
Do you have any policies on horse?
Horse?
Yes.
Oh. Do you have a storage car?
Oh, what's
it's
that?
Storage, like, what is it? I think it's a horse, like, truck or some. It's cabinet.
Cabinet?
It's cabinet. It's like, I mean, carbon, like, it's a. Whatever we are is a normally hotel. If you have this like this car, something, it's a horse house or whatever. Yes, we can. But so you parking for street, right?
We're just gonna park our horses down there.
Yeah, but you mean it's a like it's a horse. 1 second.
It's like they eat hay and make droppings and have they get the big manes.
I mean cage. This is you have this horse cage, right?
A horse cage.
That'd
be too big. We wouldn't be able. We do have some ropes. We can just tie them around. Like maybe if you have a pillar out there.
Okay. So I want question. So what exactly for check-in date for you coming for tonight?
We're riding on horseback from Wyoming, so we're gonna be down there probably in a couple months from now.
Couple months. You right now Wyoming driving for here.
Yeah.
Do you know here is a candidate in Saskatchewan. Is correct? Is right way?
Oh, what's that?
Here is a Muslim. So you come to Wyoming from this country. Sorry, here is Canada. You correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Canada, Saskatchewan. Here is a Muslim. Is
yes.
Correct?
Yes, the Muslim.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not sure because I'm just from the night clock. So I think there is confirm you requested for this, like it's a horse. How can we handle it? I just asking for my manager and. Did you call back tomorrow if possible?
Call back tomorrow if possible?
Yeah, it's call back tomorrow. Or I will call back your phone number.
This phone number, it's a Boost Mobile. It doesn't receive telephone calls, unfortunately.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. So your phone number is...
You can't say it. It doesn't receive calls. Oh, it doesn't receive calls.
I just recommend for right now to make a reservation. If you want, I just make a reservation, and
oh,
then
no.
I just confirm to
it's
my
gonna
manager.
We're probably going to be down there in a couple of months. We're just verifying you got a place for horses.
Yeah, it's not now. Whatever. Yeah, I got it. I understand.
Are you able to set up a place, like a stable for our horses, come August?
It's come to August?
Yeah. Like, come August, would you be able to have, like, a stable out there for us?
I'm not sure right now. Okay,
because
whatever. We have a room. It's right now empty. If you want to stay, yes, we can. But I need a confirmation. First, I'm checking for my manager. So I don't know what right now. So any answer, I'm not sure.
Do you have any policies on pets down there?
I can't text the message.
If we can't chain the horses up outside, we could probably just get them a room.
Yeah. It's probably for outside the ballpark. Okay, so I will, if you, it's okay, I will tomorrow check in for policy and my manager. And if you, okay, I just...
I can call back tomorrow if you need me to call back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So please call back tomorrow after 5 p.m. is possible? 5 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
All right, thank you. Thank I love you. You. I love you.
Thank you.
See
you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Found a mattress sound.
Are these all analog?
Yeah, this is nice. A juice harp or a jaw harp.
I think I'm gonna one more call, and then Paperboy calls it quits for the night.
All right.
Spy Hill. Oh, jeez. Oh, I have a very dumb idea.
Thank you for calling Workstay Lodging in Spy Hill, Saskatchewan. If it's after 3 p.m. and you need assistance with check-in, please press 1. If you would like to make a reservation, please press 2. If this is an emergency, please press 3. For all other inquiries or to speak to our front desk, please press 4.
You gotta listen to the phone tree.
Please note that our team is unable to cancel or change a reservation made through a third-party booking site. If you need to cancel or make changes to a reservation created on a third-party booking site like Expedia, you will need to make these alterations via the original website you made the reservation with. If you want to make changes to a direct booking or have a general inquiry, please stay on the line. We will be with you shortly.
Hold on, I need to hear that again.
Thank you for calling Workstay Lodging.
I got to hear that again.
Please note that our team is unable to cancel or change a reservation made through a third-party booking site. If you need to cancel or make changes to a reservation created on a third-party booking site like Expedia, you will need to make these alterations via the original website you made the reservation with. If you want to make changes to a direct booking or have a general inquiry, please stay on the line. We will be with you shortly.
Best. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for calling the front desk. This is Alexander speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Alexander. Are you able to cancel or change a reservation from a third-party app like Expedia?
We cannot cancel any third-party app, third-party reservations made on third parties. Sorry, I'm repeating myself.
Oh, so we have to do it through the third party? We have to do it through the third party app that we made the original reservation on?
Yes.
I just wasn't sure about that.
No, absolutely. Yeah, we're just unable to do it on our end. Since it was made through the third party, it has to be canceled to the third party. Right. But
Are you able to make that maybe a message? So whenever if I call in the future, maybe I'd hear that.
What do you mean?
Oh, whenever I press 4, I'd be able to hear that piece of it. Because I had to call you to figure that out.
Well, I guess now you know. So, you just have to call and talk to someone to the front desk.
Okay.
And they would tell you the same message. I don't know if they would make a button for that. Usually when you make the reservation through there, it tells you that you have to cancel through there, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't manage those. But, yeah.
Okay. It is good to know, though. It is good to know that.
Perfect.
And this
is there anything else I can help you with?
And you're in Spy Hill.
I'm not located in Spy Hill. No, the front desk is run remotely.
Okay. How does that work?
It's pretty straightforward. We do a kiosk system, a key cafe system. So have you stayed with us before, or
no.
Would this been your first time? Okay.
I'm just a random guy. I'm not even, I was figuring I could probably, if you're not there, that cuts down the possibilities on what I'm able to do here.
When you make a reservation, you're texted over your room number and then key pickup code. You then go into the lobby like you traditionally would, but there wouldn't be a front desk. Instead, you see the key cafe. You then pick up your key and then check into your room. We do have staff in the area, like housekeeping and such, property okay. managers. So if any additional assistance was needed for whatever reason, there is someone that can always come to the motel to help. However, it's just not the front desk.
You wouldn't be able to give me like a packet of ketchup personally.
Oh, so we have a courtesy cabinet that is available courtesy that has cabinet. Amenities in there. I don't believe there is ketchup in there. No.
Can you give me a packet of ketchup, please?
I'm sorry?
Okay. When I come down there, can you give me a packet of ketchup?
No, you would be bringing your own ketchup.
Okay. How do I get you to give me ketchup, though, or like shampoo? All right, so
like I said, that would be in the courtesy cabinet. If you needed shampoo or other amenities that were available in the cabinet, you would then get that from the cabinet. Oh, wait, no. I do think the Spy Hill location actually doesn't have a courtesy cabinet.
In that so, cabinet?
No. It doesn't have a cabinet, no.
Can I bring a cabinet?
No.
Why?
Why would you need a cabinet?
Just to have it.
So you wouldn't be able to bring a cabinet.
It's for courtesy, though. Like you, I got a cabinet. You guys don't have a cabinet. Let's get it transactioning.
So the answer is no.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
It doesn't need to have a way. You just aren't allowed to bring a cabinet.
But,
that is the policy.
I could just bring it, and you know, it'd be good for everybody.
So, sir, I'm not sure what the point of this conversation is.
I want to bring my courtesy cabinet. That way it's like
a
courtesy common good.
And you were told no, correct? And you were told no.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And, you know, you can't stop me.
Housekeeping would let us know then.
Housekeeping?
And then when you would ask you to...
They're going
to
use the courtesy cabinet. They're going to use the courtesy cabinet. They're going to love it.
This conversation is not being productive, so I'm going to end
the call here. It is productive. I'm going to bring a courtesy cabinet.
I hope you have the rest of your evening.
I'm going to bring a courtesy cabinet. You guys are going to love it. You can't stop me.
Got really indignant about that.
Hey, Speem, do you want to make a call?
I'm good. I got to get back to family.
Okay. I think that's going to be it then. One more call. That way I'm able to just get my outro music. It's a little behind the scenes sort of situation developing where I'm able to, you know, just... Oh, shit. Press the wrong button.
Can I insert one boing into the call?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I have a spring.
Sorry?
I have a spring from the mattress.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to hear you properly.
I have a spring from the mattress. Is this better?
For what?
A spring. I have a spring.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Oh my goodness. I don't think it's gonna get any better than that.
All right, good night.
Good night. Thank you for listening. It's been wicked whoopee.